Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines for the week of June 12th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. We're going to start with the summer reading program here at the library. On Thursday, June 16th at 6 p.m., we are going to have Janetta Hebree of the Finney County Historical Society coming to the Memorial Building to present a program on the 100th anniversary of Railroad in Southwest Kansas. Along with her presentation, we're going to have the Boot Hill Model Railroaders displayers back again to put up another display for us. So if you're free that evening, we'd be glad to see you that Thursday. Then on the 17th at the Memorial Building at 2 p.m., we're going to have our magic show for summer reading. We're bringing in Joe Magic. Then at 6:30 p.m. at the Memorial Building, we're bringing in Scott Novosel. He is the author of a new graphic title entitled Field House, about his experience at the Kansas University and how he strove to become a member of the KU basketball team and was able to do so for his senior year at KU. So we're glad to have him here with us. And anybody that's a KU fan or a basketball fan, be sure to come by the Memorial Building and enjoy Scott's presentation. Also next week, we're going to have some signups for the week after. One of the signups is going to be for another art class with Frankie Burns. It's going to be for the 21st of June, which is a Tuesday. There's going to be a 2 o'clock session for kids and a 6 o'clock session for adults. And again, this is a signup required, so it'll be up next week so people can come in and sign up for it. And then on Thursday the 23rd, we're going to have an adult coffee and color time. This is going to be 6:30 to 7:30 here at the library in the evening. This is going to be another one that's limited seating, so sign up is going to be required. So if you're interested in coming down from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. to the library for some coffee and coloring, be sure to swing by the library next week to sign up for it. Also, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors for the summer reading program. When you come to the library, you will see sports memorabilia around the library that's been provided by different people and entities, and we want to say thank you to them for that. First off, we have Robin Leonard, who's provided her cheerleading outfit from when she was going to school here in Lakin. We also like to thank Lakin and Deerfield School Districts for letting us borrow some of their sports equipment to decorate the library with. Also, Carolyn Robertson has loaned us some of her KU sports memorabilia. The memorabilia is in the children's display cabinet. Also, it is above the video section in the library. So if you're a KU fan, you might want to come in and look at some of the memorabilia that Carolyn has given to us to show everybody. Also, when you come in, when you see our main display area, that is a display created by the Kearney County Museum. We want to thank them very much for doing that for us. They have provided county sports memorabilia artifacts from the museum, and this is just a small portion of the collection that they have. If you'd like to see more of the county sports memorabilia or other county artifacts, be sure to swing by the museum. They are open on Sundays, 1 to 4, and then Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4, and they would be happy to see you there. Some of the other entities or individuals that have given us donations are Circle K, Golden Grain Enterprises, Plain State Bank, Valley Tire and Service, Details Flower Shop, CarQuest Lakin Automotive, Faulkner Real Estate, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Colts Sand, Kuhn Harvesting, Lynn Energy, The Gift Box, Bryant Chiropractic, Hutchison Appraisal Service, Wendy's, Adrian Price, Richard and Roxy Brookman Sr., Beamer & Beamer, Kearney County Bank, Kearney County Hospital, Trav's Body Shop, El Ranchito Cafe, Monica Campbell, Mindy Harrison, Chris and Gary Gilbert, Farm Bureau, Judy Scott, Sherry Bell, and Claudia Enriquez. So again, we want to thank all of our donors for the summer reading, for making this a fun time for all ages to come to the library and enjoy the programs. Thank you very much. Idris Owens was the winner of the Batman vs. Superman cardboard display that the library was hosting with the sponsorship of Circle K. We want to say congratulations to Idris, and also a thank you to Kim Everett, the store manager here at our local Circle K. We appreciate them coming to the library with this contest and putting a spotlight on reading with our younger generations. So congratulations again to Idris Owens. The Lake of Mennonite Church is going to be having their Vacation Bible School this next week, June 15th through the 24th. The time for the Vacation Bible School is 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning. For more information, you can call Ryan and Keila Metzke at 355-8122, Trent and Lana Johnson at 355-8000, or Alex and Danielle Ridger at 620 2900915. The Family Health Center is conducting sports physicals through the summer, and for the month of June, the following individuals are going to be doing them, so if you need to make an appointment, you can call them. Jonathan Peters, MD, on June 15th, 9 to 11:30 a.m. Lane Olson, MD, from June 17th, from 2 to 4:30. Jay Gray, PAC, on June 23rd, 9 to 11 a.m. in Deerfield. And Sidera Schultz, PAC, June 24th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. They will also be having some physicals for July and August, and we'll give those dates out when it becomes time for that. If you want to make an appointment or just need more information, you can call 355-7550 or 426-2990. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, on Monday the 13th, they have 10 and under Cal Ripken at 6 p.m. Junior Babe Ruth here versus Johnson, 6 and 8 p.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. And then they have summer activities, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., and it'll be bowling. On Tuesday, they have T-ball and coach pitch at 6 p.m. 10 and under and 12 and under Cal Ripken at 6 and 7:30 p.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. The summer activities for that day is from 9 to 11. They will have games and 1:15 to 3:15 p.m. crafts. On Wednesday the 15th, 12 and under softball will be at Ulysses at 6:30 p.m. 16 and under softball will be at Johnson at 6:30 p.m. Summer activities for that day is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Water Day River Walk. On Thursday the 16th, you have T-ball and coach pitch at 6. 10 and under and 12 and under Cal Ripken at 6 and 7:30 p.m. Junior Babe Ruth here versus Syracuse, 6 and 8 p.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. Summer activities for that day is 9 to 11 a.m. is games. On Friday the 17th, 16 and under softball is here versus Syracuse at 6:30 p.m. If you need any more information on any of these programs, you can contact the Rec Commission at 355-7039. Dorm season is starting to wind down, but we still have some chances for the next coming week. So just in case, siren tones for tornadoes are 2 to 3 minute blasts in 10 minutes and repeat until the warning is over. The designated storm shelters, if you do need to seek shelter, is Deerfield at the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest door. Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse. For the Kendall Lakin United Methodist Church, on Monday the 13th, you have men's Emmaus, women's Emmaus, and after choir Bible study. Wednesday, they have praise team, and on Thursday the 16th, they have HPRV birthday party at 2 p.m. Pool hours for the two communities are as follows. At the Lake and Beamer Aquatic Center, they have lap swim Monday and Friday. It will be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then it will be back at 5 to 7 p.m. Open swim is Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. Then 7 to 9 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, it is 1 to 5 p.m. Aerobics is Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you need more information, you can contact the Aquatic Center at 355-6621. For the Deerfield Swimming Pool, their hours will be Sunday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., then 7 to 9 p.m. Saturdays, it's 1 to 5 p.m. Water exercise at the Deerfield Pool will be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 5:15 to 6 p.m., and babysitting will be provided at the park. If you need more information, you can call the pool at 426-6800. The Lake and Recreation Commission is sponsoring the Lake and Fireworks Show this year on July 4th. If you are interested in making contributions, you can contact the Rec Center at 355-7039. Visit with them and they will inform you on how you can contribute to the Lake and Fireworks Show. For Kearney County Senior Center for the upcoming week, on Monday the 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., they have the Paint Club. At 10, they have Path Exercises. On Tuesday the 14th, they have Coffee at 8, Yoga at 10, 1:30 is Bingo. On Wednesday, they have Coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10, Bible Study at 10:45, Meal Site is at noon. And for that day, for the meal, it's going to be hamburgers, tater tots, and baked beans. Thursday the 16th, they have Coffee at 8, 10 is Yoga, and at 1:30, they will have the Bunko group there. On Friday the 17th, they have Coffee at 8 again. At 9, they will be doing a Boot Hill Casino and shopping. At 10, they have Path Exercises. If you need more information on any of these programs, you can contact the Senior Center at 355-6482. On Sunday the 12th, the High Plains Country Music Program will be at 1:30 at the Lincoln Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 13th, they have 4-H Ceramics from 1:30 to 5 at the Extension Office. The new 4-H Club meeting will be at 6 at the Fair Building. The Lincoln School Board will be meeting at 6:30. Kearney County Saddle Club will be at 7. Deerfield School Board will be meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 14th, they have 4-H Ceramics again from 1:30 to 5 at the Extension Office. EMT meeting at 6. Lincoln AA meeting is at 8. On Wednesday, they have TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock is the meeting. Also, 4-H sheep, swine, goat, heifer DNA is due at the state 4-H office. On Thursday the 16th, immunizations is going to be at the Kearney County Health Department at 9 to 11 in the morning, then again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7. Eastern Star will be meeting at 7:30, and Lake and AA is at 8. On Saturday the 18th, 4-H Ceramics will be meeting at 1:30 to 5 p.m. at the Extension Office. The 5th Annual Maggie Olson Sand Volleyball Tournament, Blue for Moo, is June 17th through 19th. It will be at the North Sports Complex on Highway 25 north of Lakin. Opening ceremony will be at 7 p.m. on Friday, and the tournament will begin immediately after. Bring your tents and campers. The last match is scheduled for 11:30 p.m. Entry fee for the teams is $100 per team. Teams must be 4 to 6 players with at least 2 girls on the court at all times. Deadline for registration is June 14th, and all proceeds go directly to Maggie's Memorial Scholarship Fund. Entry forms must include the team name, names of players, and the captain's contact information. If you need more information, you can contact Brick Beamer at 785-623-3030 or Bailey Crandall at 620-272-3210. Then also on the Saturday night at 8 p.m. after the games, they're going to be having a concert which will be featuring Charlie Jenkins. The opening act will be our own Clay Davenport. Flashbacks Diner is going to be hosting a Magic the Gathering tournament on June 18th at 4 p.m. So if there's any Magic players in town, they are welcome to come. There will be free drinks given out to the Magic players entered in the tournament. You will need to sign up for this, and the sign-up sheet is inside Flashbacks Diner. There is limited space, so they won't be able to enter 16 people. If you are interested, be sure to go by Flashbacks Diner and sign up and be ready to play on June 18th at 4 p.m. The Kansas Department of Transportation is going to be working on a project here through Lakin. It's going to begin on June 20th. The project calls for reconstructing the intersection of US 50 and K-25 with concrete while replacing 6 inches of pavement with new asphalt through the remainder of the project, which runs from the west city limits to the east city limits. During the intersection reconstruction phase of the project, turning movements will be narrowed. Once the contractor completes the intersection and begins the asphalt mill and inlay portion, traffic will be reduced to 1 lane in each direction through the work zone. The Kansas DOT urges drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. Those of you interested in community garage sales, Holcomb is going to be having their community garage sale June 18th. That is a Saturday. They will start at 7 and go to whenever the individuals decide to close up their garage sales. If you would like to attend and get a map of the locations, you'll need to go by the Holcomb Recreation Commission. It is at 106 Wiley Street. And while you're there, you can get free donuts and coffee. For the Lake and Beamer Aquatic Center, their swimming lesson schedules are as follows. They will have 3 sessions. Session 1 will be June 13th through 16th. Session 2 will be June 20th through 23rd and June 27th through 30th. Session 3 will be July 11th through 14th and July 19th through 21st. Each of these sessions will have level 1 through 3 from 9:30 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and level 4 through 6 will be from 10:15 in the morning to 10:45 in the morning. The cost per session is $10 per participant. If you need more information, you can contact the Aquatic Center at 355-6621. Kearney County Hospital is having another childbirth education class that will be held on June 20th and 21st. Each class is two sessions from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Kearney County Hospital. Topics include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, tour of birth center, aftercare delivery, pain relief options in labor. To register, you need to contact Becky Chapel or Ann at 355-7112 at extension 1521. The City of Deerfield is conducting their first annual Deerfield Flea Market. They are seeking vendors. The flea market will be July 30th from 8 in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. This will be at the Deerfield City Park. For registration information or other inquiries, you can call the Deerfield City Hall at 620-426-7411. The registration deadline is July 1st for any vendors that are interested. That's going to do it again for us this week. Again, we'd like to thank all of our donors that have helped with the summer reading program for this year. It makes for a fun summer for everybody involved. So thank you again for all that you do for the library. And with that, we want to wish everybody a safe and happy week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.